Another series of early cases, kind of interesting ones, was the Church of Scientology, which was having its own reputation issues, being affected by the internet, where it had folks who were leaving the church taking with them the church's publications and then publishing them in their entirety on Usenet, which was a distributed network of bulletin board systems that no one person had control over. And they used a different tool. They sued for copyright infringement and trade secret misappropriation, claiming that their religious texts were both copyrighted and constituted valuable trade secrets that they only disclosed to adherents at certain levels in their journey along the Scientology path. They failed against NetCom, holding them liable for copyright infringement, because again, NetCom was simply a third-party carrier of the content and was held under copyright law to not be involved in volitional copyright infringement. So the religious materials continued to circulate, although they did obtain an injunction against the actual person who left and who did the active posting of the materials online. Probably a Pyrrhic victory. As you'll see, the story, the most entertaining story that got released through this process, was about Xenu, who is a deity in Scientology. And you see on the left is a fairly positive portrayal of Xenu. On the right is the South Park version of Xenu. And as you see, the Church of Scientology was then subject to a good bit of ragging about its beliefs due to these leaks. And then finally, another example of a sort of a backfired effort to protect both privacy and reputation was Barbra Streisand, who fairly famously sued an online project that the California Coastal Records Project that had gone along the California coast with helicopters and taken photographs of all of the coast and then published them online. Sort of to keep a record of the conditions of the coast, and so people could see and essentially take a virtual tour up the California coast. Barbra Streisand didn't like the fact that her photograph was included, or her house, a photograph of her house was included in this, and she filed a lawsuit claiming she had a privacy right that her house not be displayed. Pretty weak claim, and it backfired in two ways. Not only was the lawsuit dismissed under California's then fairly new anti-SLAPP statute, and she was ordered to pay the defendant's fees, a fairly substantial amount, but the fact of her filing of the suit became public, and it drove an enormous amount of traffic to the site. And so, you know, hundreds of thousands of people were now looking at a photograph where without the lawsuit, maybe nobody would have looked at all, or just a handful. And, you know, not only did it backfire, there is now an entire phenomenon called the Streisand effect, which is an important thing to discuss with clients before they decide to file lawsuits and potentially draw more attention to negative information that may be on the internet, but is not really well known or broadly distributed. So, and y'all know this, but, you know, it's a very broad group of areas where any company or entity's reputation may be at issue. I mean, there's commerce sites, which may be the most direct, where people are purchasing and then reviewing a product or a service on the site where it was purchased. There are review sites that are sort of generalized, where Google, for instance, on Google Maps, has its reviews tied to the location of businesses. You know, Yahoo was probably the first or best known aggregator of reviews. And then you'll find more specialized sites. Better Business Bureau is largely an online, you know, business now. And then ones that focus on negative reports, such as the Ripoff Report, which is well known and one of the most aggressive in defending its right to post third-party content. And then, of course, there's specialized employment sites where employees are able to give reviews of their employers, exchange information, often negative or critical, of companies where they work or previously worked.